And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. The rainy Monday edition of It's Your Turn. It is wet out there. It's been raining through much of the overnight. In some areas, it was actually a little bit of rain late last night. And it's going to continue here and there through the day today. So really pretty close to a 24-hour period of rain. Just think of how much snow we would have if it were colder. Yes. Got to look at the bright side when you get a miserable day like this. It could be a lot worse. We'd have a heck of a lot of snow if it were colder. And you know, we've missed out on several big snowstorms already this year that have passed mostly to the north of us on two or three occasions. There have been places in the northeast that have been blasted with well over a foot of snow. And we've had a couple of days where there was enough to cover the ground, and that's about it. Yeah. And that's gone now. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk on the first portion of the program today. We'll have a guest later. We're going to be chatting about friendship and the importance of friendship with the guest, Dr. Winfried Sedoff. Is that a lost art these days, friendship? Well, we'll talk about it with Dr. Sedoff. But open talk to begin with at 283-2525. Do you send Christmas cards? Do you? I think, you know, when I was a kid, everybody sent Christmas cards. A lot of people don't do it anymore. I still send Christmas cards. I like to get Christmas cards. I think it's terrific. It's a reminder of a friend, maybe, that you haven't thought of for a while, or maybe a relative. Yeah. I realize it's gotten more expensive to send cards. Even the cost of postage, more expensive. But I still think it's a nice, you know, maybe you could cut down on your list, maybe not as many as you used to, but it's still a nice tradition, don't you think? Yeah. I like to get Christmas cards. Okay, let's get to the phones. It's open talk, 283-2525. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Mullarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Oh, it's a beautiful rainy day.
Well, it's rainy, that's for sure.
Oh, we could have more snow than that if you got down to it. I wanted to know, what kind of a deal do they Butler County Court have? There was a fella 2 years ago, I think it was, that was charged, and he has had his hearings canceled or postponed 20 times.
20 times?
20 times. 19 or 20 times.
Was there a reason?
And he's still running loose.
Was there a reason for the postponement, do you know?
I have no idea. Yeah. I just had heard that they had different attorneys. But he was an 11-year-old child. The boy was, let me think how I want to put it, sexually, he had something to do to satisfy the fella.
No, sexual abuse, huh?
The sexual abuse, yeah. Yes.
Well,
another two things was there, too, with it, whenever it was in the paper.
Obviously a serious charge, but that seems like an inordinate number of postponements. There are reasons. Attorneys change. Sometimes somebody doesn't show up, maybe a charging officer or something like that. But, you know, that many times, that's very bizarre.
That's what I say, too.
Yeah.
And to think that he's loose yet. I mean, he was never in jail or anything for it. And I don't know that I had heard, too, that at the former church or at the church that he was at, he had to do something with being a teacher or something with young people. And I just wondered if there was anything there, too, that would happen.
I don't know, but I certainly hope that it eventually comes to a hearing and perhaps a trial if it's warranted.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering, but how long does it take?
Yeah, sure.
And especially whenever it's canceled or postponed so many times.
Yeah, it shouldn't take that long. You're right.
No, it's not right.
All righty. Well, nice to talk to you today.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Good to hear you.
Oh, nice to have you with us. Thanks.
Thank you.
283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. I got two Christmas cards today. When I got to work, one of them was very kind of an elegant card from a publicist. Very beautiful. Kind of a foil-wrapped gift on the cover. The other one was very interesting. It had a wonderful message. It said, "It doesn't matter so much what's under the tree, but what's around the tree." What a nice thought. Huh? Yeah, and a Christmas card. Very nice. Very simple, but very nice. 283-2525. Back to the people we go. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Very nice comment for a Christmas card. Also, before you take your next vacation, how about having a seminar for everybody that's going to replace you and tell them to keep tabs on the time?
Okay.
That's the best part of your show. You keep us on track.
Well, I am going to be on vacation for a while, a little bit later this month. I usually take vacation over the holidays, but I'll pass the word on.
Bye. Merry
okay.
Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. Thanks. 283-2525 is the number. Let's go to this line next. Please join us. Join the conversation. 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I wanted to thank you for promoting the Circle of Friends concert, Christmas concert, yesterday evening at St. Mark's Church.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic concert.
Did you go?
Yes.
Yeah. They had not only singing, but they had bell ringers, a lot of bell ringers.
Yeah, the bell. Do they call that a bell choir?
Well, I'm not sure. I think they started out with just singers.
Yeah.
And then later they added some ringers, and I guess they have quite a few bell ringers now.
Yeah. Yeah, that the bell ringing was very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at one point I closed my eyes and I thought I was listening to Mannheim Steamroller.
Well, bell ringing, if it's done well, is just beautiful. And a lot of churches, you know, have ringers. And you know, it's difficult with amateurs, you know. But
yeah.
if you hear a really, really good bell ringing choir, it's magnificent.
Yes, very it nice. Was. They did a nice variety of songs. And I think they had a pretty good turnout.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent.
Yeah, I also wanted to make a suggestion for a possible subject matter on your show.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, go right ahead.
You might have done this lately. I know you do from time to time, but I don't get to listen all the time. I think a lot of people are a little on edge and uptight, concerned about the political situation in this country right now.
Boy, I'd agree with you on that. Yeah,
I was wondering if it'd be possible to get somebody on from Slippery Rock University, political science, to maybe explain to the people what is actually happening. And you know, we see and hear these outrageous headlines and name calling, and it's just really it's getting out of hand.
You mean explore what's happening with in terms of the impeachment inquiry? Are you referring to that?
Not necessarily, just politics in general right now.
I see.
You know, with the election coming up. And
well, we are a very divided country, and we have been for really the past 15, 20 years when you look back, but it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, we've developed tribes almost, and, you know, if it somebody's not in your tribe, then, you know, it gets pretty violent sometimes in terms of argument and debate, which is very sad, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It is too bad.
I think that. Well, I don't know. I like to think that the majority of people are somewhere in the middle. I'm somewhere in the middle. I mean, there are some issues that, you know, I suppose I would be considered quite liberal on, and there are other issues where I would be considered very conservative, you know.
Yeah.
I can't.
Probably a lot of people like that.
I think so. I would hope so. But I can't.
Yeah.
I've never been one who, you know, thought that one side was always right and one side was always wrong. I think that's silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. And I, you know, your comments are timely because it's only going to get worse over the next year. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
The presidential election. The first caucuses in Iowa are less than 2 months away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that comes up right after, shortly after New Year's, and then we have the first primaries in New Hampshire, and then we're off and rolling, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Hope that it's more civil this time, but I'm with you. I have my doubts.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well.
Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for your show, and Merry Christmas.
And the same to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Our open talk program, 283-2525, 283-2525. What about Christmas cards? Anybody still send them, Christmas cards? Huh? Pat Parker, my engineer on the other side of the glass, is shaking his head. Yes. You and your wife send Christmas cards? Huh? A whole lot? Yeah. I try to whittle down my list every year because it is more expensive these days. But there are people I just like to touch base with, you know, at Christmas time. I just think that's a wonderful tradition. 283. It's time consuming. I like to at least, you know, jot a sentence of hello inside the card, you know, to the people that I'm sending to, but. I actually enjoy doing it. You take a couple of hours on a weekend afternoon and do the cards, and it's kind of nice. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk, 283-2525. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. I just wanted to touch on following that gentleman. I heartily agree. I am so distressed at the state of politics in general. I don't know why people can't try to understand another person's point of view. You know, it doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, but why do we have to make the other person as though they're the devil incarnate kind of thing?
Yeah, the enemy.
Your adversary doesn't have to be someone. I so dislike, I was almost cheering for Nancy Pelosi when she said to that reporter, "I don't hate anybody." I don't either, Dave. I mean, I like what you're saying kind of thing, but I don't hate you for it. I just, like I say, I just disagree with you. And, I think it would be nice to have someone come and talk calmly about a situation. I don't care whether it's a local problem. You know, nobody is always right kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I saw the video of when that reporter asked her that question, and she really came down hard on him.
Yeah. Well, because we, you know, it's just being, that word is being used now for months about you hate Trump, you hate Trump. No, I don't hate Trump. I disagree with him wholeheartedly on many things. I don't like his behavior kind of thing, but I don't hate him. I mean, that to me is a waste of time in your life if you spend time hating other people, especially people you don't really know. And that's kind of what's happening, you know. I hate the Democrat. I hate the Republican. This person's too liberal. I'm like you. On some things, I'm a little liberal, I don't go overboard. And on other things, I'm a little bit conservative. like I say, I don't like somebody to paint a sign on me and say, oh, that's what she is, therefore I hate her, kind of thing.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And
go ahead, honey.
At election time, I never in my life have voted a straight ticket for one party or another, and I never will. Of course.
No, I think
you won't be able to here in Pennsylvania.
I'm 88 now, and I think back to the first time I voted, and I was a registered Democrat, but I liked Ike, so I voted for Ike. I thought John Hines was great. It didn't identify me that I had registered as something. I kind of like the idea sometimes of this independent or not. You know, saying I'm this or that. I am sometimes independent in my thoughts. I would hope everybody views things kind of from both sides and then makes up their mind rather than having something, you know, kind of etched in cement in their minds.
And I would be interested in reading a little bit about what the country was like during Eisenhower's tenure. I have no memory of that or anything, but we certainly weren't as polarized as we are today. I think it really started to come into focus in the mid and late 60s. And there were two presidents, by the way, one of each party, Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon, and they were both polarizing figures. And it just seems to have deteriorated since then, but I don't know. Maybe we're looking back with rose-colored glasses. You know, was it nice and peaceful?
Sometimes for thinking that. I say, well, maybe things were worse than I thought back even in the 1800s when I didn't, you know, when I remember the old cartoons by, I think, somebody named Nast that I remember from childhood, you know, seeing. And I worked in a library, so I used to see pictures of the terrible political cartoons kind of thing. But I just kind of just feel pretty awful to think that we treat each other this way. And I suppose it has to do even more so in this time of Christmas. By the way, I'm like you. I don't send as many Christmas cards as I used to because of the cost. But I still try to keep in touch with those I don't get to see very often. And I enjoy every card I receive. And to you and to everybody out there listening, I do wish indeed a season of peace between all of us.
Wonderful thoughts.
More of us may grow with hearts full of peace in our homes, in our cities and towns, and God help us in our country.
Well, that's nice thoughts. You could make a Christmas card of your statement there. That's very nice.
Thank you, Dave, for listening, and I enjoy your programs very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas to you as well. I love to check the mail each day this time of year and say, oh, look, Christmas cards. You know, I would imagine that the people who do send cards still send cards. Maybe this past weekend you were working on that? No? I haven't started mine yet. I did get them. I ordered them in the mail and they came in, but I haven't started mine yet. Maybe this coming weekend. We're still good this coming weekend. But I wouldn't wait too much longer after that, you know. No. You realize Christmas is just over 2 weeks away. Yeah, this is Monday. It's 2 weeks from Wednesday, so not much time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. I was out running errands this past Saturday, and I went out early Saturday morning. I thought, well, I'll beat the crowds because I know there's going to be a lot of people out. Oh, no, I didn't beat the crowds. They were out early Saturday, and again yesterday, too, after church, I noticed it was up past Clearview Mall, and it seemed to be pretty full on a Sunday with Christmas shoppers. Wow, it's, you know, got this past weekend, this next weekend, and after that, you better be pretty much ready for Christmas, that's for sure. It's a wonderful time of the year. Simple pleasures. I enjoy. At Christmas time, I enjoy driving around and looking at holiday decorations, holiday lights on people's homes. Some people overdo it. You know, Charles Griswold was that type of thing. But there are people, some people have a lot of lights. There's a house on, what is it? What is that? East Pearl Street, I think, in the city of Butler, that they put up a lot of lights, but it's tastefully done. Really quite beautiful. It's nice to walk around and see those and drive around and see those this time of year. It's nice to get Christmas cards. It's nice to eat Christmas cookies, too. Mm. Does everyone remember their mother's Christmas cookies? I sure do. Yeah. I sure do. Mom used to make chocolate drop. Listen to me. I don't know anything about baking. Chocolate drop, I think they were called, with chocolate icing. Oh, man, were those babies ever good. I used to sneak those because I have three siblings. And, you know, when you got four kids in the family, you got to be a little devious sometimes to make sure you get your share. I love those. Yeah. And she made thumbprint cookies at Christmas time, too, with walnuts in them. Mm. Delish. Delish. 283-2525, Open Talk. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I still do Christmas cards. I plan ahead, way ahead of time, look for good commemorative stamps to use,
mm-hmm.
break out the watercolors, break out the Sharpies, decorate the envelopes.
You do your own decorating, huh? That's nice.
I spend a lot of time doing it. It's a good evening, at least, maybe two evenings.
Uh-huh.
Maybe send out 15 cards and keep a list year to year. And unfortunately, you know, it's sad when you see the relatives passing away, you know, on your Christmas card list. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, well, don't have to send that one. And
you know, that's true. You do it the same way I do it. I go to my address book and, you know, you start going through.
You got to keep a list.
The funny thing is,
you try to keep it up on that, right? And then towards Christmas, if you get a card from somebody you're not expecting, you're like, oh, no, I got to fire another one back. So.
Well,
I enjoy doing it.
It's wonderful that you can take the time. You must be, are you an artist or an art teacher or something?
I have a degree. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, yeah. So, and people tend to save the envelopes. The envelopes, they see this thing. The card, they can throw away, but I do always write little notes in there. I do think it's kind of funny when people just sign their name, you know, so.
Not only that, but
every year.
Not only that, but there.
I'll send you one in the mail, Dave.
I'd like to see it. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
All right, cool. Later.
Thanks, my friend. 283-2525. How about that? Decorates his envelopes with watercolors and Sharpies. That's nice. Yeah. And I guess I occasionally get a card from somebody where they have pre-printed. I guess you can order cards that have your name already printed in them, right? And I'm not gonna criticize there. Maybe you're sending out 100 cards, and you know, but it's nice to at least have someone sign their name. You know, you don't have to write a 5-paragraph note inside there, but you know, Happy Christmas, sign your name. That's nice. Christmas cards. Yeah, it is a little expensive, and cards, too, can be expensive. But you can shop around for bargain cards. I know folks who buy Christmas cards, like the ones they're sending out this year, they bought them last year. You know, the week after Christmas, whenever they're all marked down to, you know, peanuts. And you buy them, and then you keep them and send them the next year. Yeah. I hunt for mine pretty carefully. Because I like to say the right thing, you know, or say something nice. I like to think that when someone opens up a card for me, they say, oh, isn't that nice? Maybe just for, you know, a few seconds or whatever. 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525. Christmas cards, Christmas cookies. I can remember when I was a kid helping my mom grind up walnuts for the thumbprint cookies. She had a, I guess you'd call it a nut grinder. I don't know. My kitchen skills are practically non-existent. But we would help her, you know, the kids in the family grind up the walnuts for the Christmas cookies. I think she used them in a couple of different cookies. And my mom would bake generally four or five different kinds of cookies. And, of course, she put them in tins. You know, you got to do that over the holiday season. Put them in tins lined with wax paper. Ooh, now I'm getting hungry. Now I'm getting hungry for one of those chocolate drops or one of those thumbprint cookies for the holidays. No, I don't bake. I just reminisce about how good they were years and years ago. We'll take a break. It's Open Talk, 283-2525, our number 283-2525 here on the It's Your Turn program on WISR. We will all be back in just a moment or so.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
From updating appliances to cleaning your home before holiday guests arrive to finding the perfect gift for those on your list, start with Lowe's and save. Now you can get up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a Samsung Family Hub French Door Refrigerator, now $1,999, a $1,300 savings. And check off your gift list with a Dremel Versa Cordless Power Cleaner Kit and get a 3-pack of scour pads for free. Whatever's on your list this holiday season, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/11, U.S. only.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Welcome back. It's Open Talk on this segment of It's Your Turn on a rainy Monday. Phone number is 283-2525. Someone stuck their head in the door here and said, what's the cost of a first-class stamp right now? If you're talking about the expense of mailing out Christmas cards. I think it's 55 cents, but I could be wrong on that because, you know, you don't buy stamps by going to the post office and saying, I'd like whatever, 40-cent, 50-cent stamp anymore, you just because it's those forever stamps. I think it's 55 cents. I think that's, is that right? Is that what a first-class stamp costs, 55 cents? 283-2525, our number. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah, I remember cookies that my mother made.
Yes.
They were date-filled cookies.
Mm.
They were decorated up with sugars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so good.
Yeah.
And she also made bunches of different thumbprint cookies because we had a big family. There were seven of us.
Oh, wow.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And she made thousands of cookies. And I remember her starting in the morning, not quitting till night. But she also made a lot of other real goodies. She made nut rolls. Her and my dad used to make those, about 15 to 20 of them.
Wow.
For Christmas.
Now, my mom didn't make nut rolls, but she made nut bread. at Christmas time, which was excellent. Very, very, very. What great memories we have of that, huh? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I still carry on the tradition. I make cookies, and I make the nut breads, and I make traditional Slovak dishes for the holidays. And I make them myself, and it's all from recipes that she had wrote down for me and my dad had wrote down for me, because they both cooked.
Well, it's wonderful that you're continuing the Slovak heritage of your family.
Well, I'm doing that not because just the Slovak heritage, but my mother was German. And she was American, but she was from German ancestry, and they had some good dishes that she used to make from there in the way of cookies.
Yeah, Christmas is really, really big in Germany. They have their Christmas markets, they have Christmas trees. I think that's where it came from, as a matter of fact, from Germany. It's a big holiday in Germany. Yeah. Well, thanks, my friend.
Just great heritage to have.
Yeah. How nice to talk with you today. Thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, I mean, you have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and you too.
And a very happy and prosperous New Year.
Oh, thanks very much. Well said, my friend. Thank you.
Take care.
283. Bye. Sure. Bye-bye. 283-2525 is our number. Caller, thanks for waiting. You've been very patient. I appreciate that. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hey, Dave. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
The current price of a first-class postage stamp is 55 cents.
Okay, I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
You have a letter and many Christmas cards have an extra bow or a button or something fancy on the outside of the card, if you have one of those cards, you need an extra 15 cents because that's what's called a non-machinable. If it goes through the machines, it's liable to rip them apart.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So it gets, and the same thing for an extra card. If it's a little heavy, the ounce is also a 15-cent charge. So that gets the proper postage on everybody's Christmas cards.
I seem to remember, maybe you can help me on this, when I was a little kid, and I'm talking about a long, long time ago, that people used to be able to send a Christmas card without sealing it and get a discount rate. Is that my imagination, or did that used to be the case?
You'd have to talk to somebody that's been around the post office a lot longer than I have, because I remember something like that, but that was probably back in the days when we still had RDs.
Yeah, it probably was. You tucked the envelope flap inside without sealing
right.
it, and you got a couple of pennies off or something like that. I didn't know whether I was dreaming that or whether it was true. Hey, listen, even at 55 cents is still a pretty good deal. You can drop something in the mail and, you know, 2 or 3 days later it's in Colorado or Montana or Shakora, you know.
Pretty much anywhere in the country. I had somebody mail a package last week to Alaska, and it got there in 3 days.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But going back to the price of stamps, we sell them in either sheets or books of 20. And so those are $11 a piece for the 55-center. So, yeah, there's a lot of mail in the system right now, so it's taking an extra day or two for things to deliver. We probably had an extra 2,000 or 3,000 letters just come through this morning.
Wow.
That we normally wouldn't have had by now. We're delivering thousands of Amazon packages now, too.
True. Well, press on, and thanks for the good work in the postal system. We appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Talk to you later.
Sure, thanks. That's Jack Hutchinson. He's one of the front office people, the counter people at the Butler Post Office. So, indeed, it is 55 cents for a cost of I think it just went up this year. To 55 cents to mail a first-class letter. Still not a bad deal. But if you're mailing a whole lot of Christmas cards, you mail a couple of cards, that's $1.10. adds up pretty quickly, I guess.
That's still nice. Still nice, yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break because we're scheduled to chat with our guest today. His name is Dr. Winfried Sedoff, and we have to hook up with him. He's a long ways off. He's about as far away as you can get from us. Australia. I'm not kidding. Yeah, we're going to talk about friendship. Well, that's a good thing to talk about as we head into the holiday season, isn't it? Stick around. More to come here on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We will be back in just a moment. In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goan Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back. Go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goan Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goan Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goan Postal Butler. Coming up on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, I'm Dave Malarkey. Does the path to having a better job or a stronger relationship come down to one thing that each of us have control of? Well, the answer to that question is yes. According to our guest, Dr. Winfried Sedoff, who's written about this in a new book entitled The Friendship Key. Dr. Sedoff, nice to have you with us. I'm anxious to talk with you for a few minutes here today.
Lovely to be with you.
And by the way, we're talking long distance, and folks, I'm not kidding here. We're talking to Dr. Sedoff on the other side of the world. You're in Australia, are you not?
This is true, yes. In darkness, too.
Yeah. So what city are you in, Doctor?
Yeah, so I'm in Brisbane, which is in the northern parts of Australia. So it's probably got the same kind of weather as you might think of California or L.A. or maybe even a little bit of Florida.
And, of course, yes. You're headed into the summer season, just as we here in North America are headed into the winter season because our seasons are reversed, right?
Exactly. So while you're freezing your toes off, we're burning ourselves to death. So it's really, really hot right now.
Actually, I have seen some news stories here about Australia. There have been some pretty severe wildfires, I guess, down there because of the extreme heat that you've had in the past couple of weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you're right there. We've had a bit of smoke coming over Brisbane as well. We've had fires around Brisbane. We've had a pretty dry spell, so it's been a bit of a drought. So things are pretty hot and winds are blowing and... And as you know from California, that's not a really good recipe. So next thing you know, Things are starting to burn, and that's not good.
That's for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the friendship key. First of all, a little bit more about our guest listeners. Dr. Sedoff is a family physician specializing in mental health, and he's offered guidance and training to patients and colleagues and medical students and the general public for quite some time. So, the friendship key. What was it, Doctor, that led you to write this book?
Well, a lot of personal experiences, having to go through depression a bit myself, treating people with depression, and then in the process of that, learning about how important friendship really was. And then having a little bit look more broadly outside of medicine and realizing, hold on a second, we haven't been looking at friendship properly probably for thousands of years. We've been giving it a bit of a bum steer. We've been sort of led astray by desires for wealth we didn't even know were taking over, and now we're letting wealth become more important than friendships for us, and they tend to be, and that seems to be breaking us up and disconnecting us and affecting our relationships and even affecting how we treat each other around the world.
Here in the U.S., I'm not sure what it's been like in Australia, but we've had almost the exact opposite of friendship in the news very much over the past few years, and that's bullying. It has become a significant problem among our young people and our adults. Has that been a problem surfacing in Australia as well, Doctor?
Oh, very much so, yes. I think it's almost like it's a Western phenomenon. But I think we could probably say it's almost everywhere at the moment. I mean, look, it's like we're all competitors nowadays, okay? We're all trying to get to the top of the heap, and we don't care who we step over. We're not really sharing and caring as much as we used to do. So I'm hardly surprised. I mean, it's like, I mean, an easy way to divide us, if you want to divide us, which people have learnt to do for their own personal gains, is just supposed to find our differences. And people have been able to find a way to do that very well, and next thing you know, they're doing well out of it, and the rest of us are at each other's throats. And yeah, I've noticed it in the US as well. It's a horrible scenario. And I hope we can turn that around, and that's part of the reason why I write about the friendship.
You mentioned that you battled depression earlier in your life. You actually had quite a personal crisis when you were still fairly young. You were in your 20s, but you were already a physician, right?
Exactly. So I'd already finished my training, and I was already heading down the career path of being a specialist. And it was about then that I realized, hold on a second, I had no idea who I was. I was depressed as all hell, and I really thought about ending it all. My solution is what I recommend to everybody else, and that is to isolate myself and get to understand my feelings and get to know. I was trying to get a sense of all-knowing that sort of would answer all my questions, sort of get a sense of who I was. I kind of eventually found it, but it was in finding that I got a better understanding of how to look at feelings and understand from inside them what they represent and what they're about. And that helped me develop some of the ideas, even with this book. So it's rather than me just going out there and reading and saying, okay, let's collect all the information together, this is also based on personal experience and understanding those aha moments of, you know, how we learn that little wisdom day to day and putting that together, and so that actually resonates deep inside with what we're about and what we do. And then, of course, I was able to share that with patients, and they were able to sort of agree and show that, look, what I was talking about actually made sense and helps a lot of people.
Dr. Sadoff's book, The Friendship Key, among other things, serves as a blueprint for how to make more friends. I've been blessed, Dr. Sadoff. I count a lot of people in my circle of friends, but I was teamed up some years ago with a fraternity brother of mine from back in my college days, and I was shocked to hear him tell me that he has no friends anymore. And, you know,
we were
reminiscing about, you know, our days together in college and how much fun we had with friends. And he just suddenly shocked me by saying, I don't have any friends anymore. How sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, and it's pretty common, though, isn't it? I mean, this is what we're finding. In fact, even young people in particular are struggling with that right now. They've done a recent study with one of the television stations in Australia here recently about loneliness and who suffers the most loneliness here in Australia, for instance. And the top of the pile comes to be our youth. Our youth are struggling. They've done similar in the United States, and they've also done similar in the UK. I mean, loneliness is on the increase, which is really crazy because we've got the technology to connect more than ever before, and yet we're actually feeling more lonely. And then we're starting to feel sad, and I've looked from the 25-plus years experience I have in counselling patients, I've learned that the lack of connection and lack of having good people around us and good friendships is a large part of what's causing a lot of mental illness and sadness and depression, and it certainly contributed to the depression that I had as well.
So how can one acquire more friends? Do you talk about that in your book, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of what it's about. I mean, there's no really point in talking about friendship if we really can't give any ideas about how we're going to do it. So my way is to try and keep it simple. I mean, I try and break friendship into simple components of what are the sort of desires we can meet for someone else. For instance, how do you make how do you make people feel more valued, for instance, and respected and hear them more? And because if we think about it, if someone's meeting friendship needs for us and making us feel important and special and validating us and making us feel good, aren't they going to want to be around us more? So that kind of builds the foundation for us to have more friends around us who can then also support us. And of course, if we make more friends and more people want to be around us, then we don't get so lonely. So yeah, I try and keep it as simple as possible.
And of course, you have to want to have more friends. Obviously, the story that I was telling you about a former colleague of mine who is lamenting the fact that he doesn't have any friends, he obviously would like more. But there are some people who, they just kind of send off this vibe. They radiate this feeling that they're not really interested in getting any more friends. And if that's the case, then others are going to pick up on those vibes, are they not?
Oh, completely. We human beings, per se, normally, if we spend a bit of time with each other, we kind of get these vibes pretty quickly. We can kind of pick up on it very easily. You can see it in their body language, and just in the fact that maybe they're just looking away when we're starting to talk to them, or they're not paying attention to what we're doing. It's like they're saying, okay, I'm uncomfortable here, I don't really want to be here, can I get out of here, please? And, yeah, that's not a great way of making friends. Having said that, remember, a lot of people these days, because of the lack of social connection, don't have the skills how to be friends either. But I think you make an excellent point, and that is, unless we really want the friends, unless we really have that desire to be friends, we're not going to put that effort in, even in, no matter what skills we have. So you're right, the key here at the beginning, and this is what I like to focus on as well, is making sure that we actually have that desire to be friends. And that's why I devote the first half of what I write about is saying, look, we've got a lot of good reasons, important reasons, personally, socially, and globally, why we really should be spending a lot more time trying to be friends. Friendship's far more important than I think all of us really imagined.
What do you think holds some people back from developing deeper friendships? I mean, I always make a distinction between an acquaintance and a friend. An acquaintance, somebody that you might recognize or wave to or say hello to, but that's a far cry from a deeper friendship, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, completely. And I kind of break it down very similarly. So I see it as the closer friendships or the deeper friendships like you're describing versus the more casual friendships that we have, some of them even just professional friendships. The difference I find is often how well we meet those friendship needs for each other. So if we're meeting more of them, say, and there's 10 of them that I write about, the more than we have and the better we meet them for each other, the closer the friendship we have. But having said that, I mean, it's not always appropriate that we meet them the same way with each other either. I mean, if we, for instance, one of the ways of helping to someone feel noticed, particularly our partner to feel noticed, might be to walk in the room and put a hand on their shoulder. But if you go to job and do that at work and you put your hand on someone's shoulder, next thing you know, you're going to have an harassment case against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how we meet friendship needs for each other is actually very important in different circumstances. So, but you're right, there are different types of friendship. And having said that, of course, we can't be close friends with everybody because we just don't have the time.
We need to take a break. We have some more time to chat with Dr. Winfried Sedoff about the friendship key, and we'll pick up our conversation with him right after these words.
Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
When planning a funeral, should cremation be considered? That subject comes up a lot these days, and Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler can help to answer your many questions about cremation. Is it appropriate for your family? Should there be an actual funeral service, keeping in mind that it's a time to celebrate the meaningful life of your loved one? And of course, we look at the bottom line. What's the cost? Thompson Miller's cremation program offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's all performed locally here in Butler. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. Let's talk it over privately right here at Thompson Miller. We've been serving the Butler community for more than 90 years. A third generation of the same family is here for you. Call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706. Or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, because we care.
Welcome back. It's the It's Your Turn program here on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey. We're chatting with the author of a new book entitled The Friendship Key. Our guest is Dr. Winfried Sedoff. We chat with him by telephone from Brisbane, Australia, believe it or not. Is this time of year, Doctor, the holiday season, the new year coming up very, very quickly, Is this a good time of the year to start thinking about our approach to friendship and maybe trying to make some new friends or deeper friendships?
Isn't it a wonderful opportunity? I mean, this is the time. We get away from work, we have time to spend with others, we have maybe some time off. And what better thing to do than try and connect with people, particularly our loved ones, our family, or friends like you've been talking about who haven't connected in quite a while. Now is a fantastic chance to do that. It's one of the reasons I like talking about friendship around holiday season, because now is the best chance to try and get that to work best, particularly among our family, who often tend to get strained out this time, and we tend to get divided these days.
You must have been very interested in a movie that recently was released here in the United States. I don't know whether it's been out yet in Australia. It's called The Joker, and it's really the story of an unbefriended loner. Are you familiar with that film, Doctor?
Oh, very familiar with the film. Yeah, it's a terrible tragedy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's been an extremely popular film here in the U.S., so I guess it touches a nerve with a lot of people, especially, it seems, young people, young adults.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess when you look at it, it's hardly really that surprising. I mean, you're talking about a person who society has basically cast aside. He has really no true friends. His mum never did either. She wasn't exactly mentally well. He was struggling most of his life. And then when he needed the help the most, and not that I'm trying to do a lot of spoilers here, there was no help. And in the end, it just led him to revolting and fighting back and just going crazy about after the simple fact that he had no connection and the fact that the society was so disconnected and was just ignoring him that he needed to make a stand. And it's a very tragic tale. But it's also a good warning for us, okay, that if we keep this disconnection happening, we're going to start getting really unhappy and we're going to maybe just fight back. And we are seeing some of this fight back against people who are kind of dividing us happening around the world in different forms at the moment.
Yeah, it's not only among individuals, it's among nations where friendship could be a big help. You mentioned the word disconnection, and I'd be interested in your thoughts on the advent of social media, which is so big these days all around the world. It doesn't matter where you go, even in some of third world countries, social media, the internet is big. It almost seems sometimes, Doctor, that we're more disconnected because of social media than we are connected. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, look, I have to agree with you. I mean, I think it's been a bit of a sad case, social media. It had all this wonderful promise. Oh, let's connect together. We'll know what's happening on the other side of the world and speak to people we never heard of before and get on well. But in the end, what it's done is it's created little tribes of scared people who are trolling each other and giving each other a hard time rather than trying to share and grow and create dialogue, which I don't think it was kind of invented for. Yeah, it's become a bit of a problem. But look, I mean, technology I find is a bit just like any other tool. I mean, it depends on how you use it. It's a bit like having an axe. If you use an axe and you chop down all the forest and create a desert, that's probably not a great thing to do. Same thing with technology. We can use it in wonderful ways if we want to, but it can also work against us. And there was an interesting little study done on youth again, and they found that if youth are already connected with other people, they already have friends and they're socially active, then social media actually works quite well for them and helps them stay connected. It can help them meet up and do all those things as friends can do. But if you're not connected and you don't have that social network, then actual social media can actually lead them to feel even more lonely and make matters worse for them. And I think that is something that we're now just starting to get a handle on and just trying to start to work out how we can fix all this. But yeah, it's become quite a toxic and terrible little environment we've created.
We're speaking with Dr. Winfried Sedhoff, author of The Friendship Key. We have a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk about a couple of other things that Dr. Sedhoff addresses in his book. You say that one way to make good friends is to make others feel valued. How do we do this? Do we occasionally set a time to meet with people and to talk with them? Would that be one way?
Excellent. I mean, look, you've hit the nail on the head there. Well, it's certainly not sending flowers and not sending presents. my way of making sense of how to feel valued for someone is to think about a young child. If you think about a 3 or 4 year old child and you ask, okay, as a parent, for instance, what is the best way? What does a child want most from you as a parent? Okay, and it's not the presents, and it's not just 5 minutes talking. It's proper connection. It's time where you can spend one-on-one quality time engaging with each other and being connected as two people. Okay, and that really only happens if we actually have the time. So the most valued thing that we can give a child when we're a parent or even as an adult anywhere, in fact, the most valued thing we can often give each other because we're people, is time. So if we want to make someone feel valued, whether it's at work or in our relationship, we do it by giving them the time. Of course, the opposite is true as well. If you want to show someone you don't really value them, like in a relationship or something, easy. Don't go home. Don't talk to your partner. Stay away. That speaks volume straight away. It says, hey, work's more important than you are. So we basically communicate by what we do. And the aim of helping to feel someone feel valued is to do things that make them feel more important and special to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to make your friends feel noticed. You want to let them know that you appreciate what they do. You want to really pay attention when you're meeting with them. Don't talk all the time. Listen attentively. Make eye contact. That's something we were just talking about, Doctor, something that you can't do over the Internet and on social media. Oh. Eye contact is very important, the visual connection to friendship.
It is. It's extremely important. We call it active listening in our job. All right, you're making eye contact, you're nodding, you're paraphrasing and asking questions. Okay, you're getting engaged with what a person's saying and trying to understand where they come from, trying to empathize with them, rather than just say, hey, look, this is what I believe in, take it or leave it, have a nice day, bye, see ya, which kind of what's happening at the moment. So, yeah, very different sort of scenario.
Our time begins to run short, but I did want to ask you about a couple of things that you describe as the nevers of friendship with the opposite sex, one of which is never share intimate secrets with a member of the opposite sex who is not your partner. Okay, I can understand that one. But then you say, never share what is emotionally important to you with a member of the opposite sex who is not your partner. I don't know. That one, I kind of raise my eyebrows at that. If you're a true friend, couldn't you be comfortable occasionally in sharing something like that, even though it might be with a member of the opposite sex?
Yeah, well, this is where we talk about coffee machine affairs starting to happen at work.
Ah, okay. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you start meeting up at the coffee machine, which is a place that everyone seems to have their conversation, and then you start talking about emotional things that are important to you. Maybe how your partner's not doing the things that you want them to do or the tough times you're having. And you start talking to them about things you should be talking to your partner about. But what you're doing then is you're building a bond with that other person rather than increasing the connection with your partner. So the analogy I quickly use is that of having a dinner. So if you're at work and someone's made a dinner for you, that other person has made a dinner for you, and then you go home and your partner has also made a dinner for you, are you still going to be able to eat that meal? Well, you might eat it, but you're not. That your partner is no longer able to feel that hunger for you, that desire for hunger. So the more someone else meets these 10 desires, these desires of friendship for us, then the less our partner does. Now, that's true with people of the opposite sex, and of course, if you're in a same-sex relationship, it can be that as well. But it just means that if we start getting our needs met elsewhere, then we can actually, the bond between us can actually become lessened. And a lot of women often notice this and instinctually will mention this. Guys sometimes don't pick up on it as much.
How to develop deeper and more satisfying friendships and relationships. How to make better life decisions with the help of friends. How to avoid feeling alone and unloved and unheard and even unseen. These are all topics discussed in Dr. Sethoff's book, The Friendship Key. Sound interesting to you, listeners? Sure does to me, that's for sure. Is your book available all the places we would usually find books these days, Dr. Sethoff, like online and in bookstores and so on?
Absolutely. So pop along to Amazon, you'll find it in there, and you can also pop along to my webpage, which is winfriedsethoff.com, and easily find it there, and you might even find a blog, and I've even got a little table there that people can use at work and they can download to remind them of what sort of friendship needs they can meet at work as well, so that can be something that they might find a useful tool.
And what was that website again?
winfriedsethoff sedhoff.com.
WinfieldSedhoff.com. And nice to talk to you. I can't believe that you're in Brisbane, Australia. It sounds like you're in the next room sometimes. Amazing technology that we have these days, eh, Doctor?
Don't you love it? Yes.
That's
yes,
sure.
And we're talking in different time zones. That's even better. I'm talking from the future.
We're in different days, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. It's amazing. Gotta love it.
All right. Hey, happy holiday season to you, Doctor. Thanks for spending some time with us here today. Thanks,
thank,
sir.
Thank you. You too. It's been an absolute pleasure. You have a great day.
And you.
Thanks,
so,
Dave.
Sure. So long.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas,
Christmas.
Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a